Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
These days, you hear the words dark money tossed around a lot when it comes to politics. But what do the words really mean? Why is some political money dark and other light? If you'll pardon the pun, today I'd like to shed a little light on the situation. The words dark money are often used by people who want Americans or Montanans to jump through certain hoops before they're allowed to contribute to political campaigns. They claim that their only goal is to have the political donation process be more open and transparent. It's a nice idea, but in reality, what they're accomplishing is much different. In fact, the disclosure forms that they require have been used in other states to intimidate pro-family donors. In California, one man who donated to Prop 8, the effort to keep marriage between one man and one woman, was forced out of his job as the CEO of a company more than 8 years later. In this environment where political advocates use intimidation and sometimes even death threats, some Montana families want to preserve their right to donate to political organizations without having to give up their right to privacy. That's what makes all this talk of dark money so misguided. The politicians who set themselves up as opponents of dark money usually put forward legislation to require everyone who wants to donate to a political organization to fill out forms and give their name, home address, and even where they work. Some bills like that are already making their way through the Montana legislature. What if you want to donate to a campaign to keep marriage between a man and a woman, and someone later uses that on you to force you out of your job, as it happened in California? Or what if you're a union school teacher who's in favor of school choice? We have many supporters of the foundation who are. Do they want their names and address published for the union leadership to see? Or does anyone remember the incident in Connecticut where, while partisans were trying to pass gun control, every single gun control permit holder in the state found their location published by a local newspaper? Montana families have the right to participate in the political process without fear that some overly enthusiastic advocate will use their home address to make threats or get revenge. And of course, there's also the simple idea that people should be free to spend their money how they want. If you want to give $50 to your local legislative candidate, is that really anyone's business but yours? Openness and transparency are great ideas when it comes to our elected officials and candidates, but when it comes to revealing the private lives of ordinary citizens, we need to find a better solution. We all want a political process that's easier for ordinary citizens to understand, and we all want greater influence for everyday Montana mothers and fathers and less influence for powerful special interests, but we can't give up our rights to privacy and free speech in the process. And at the legislature, the Montana Family Foundation is actively working to find ways to keep our political process open and accessible to the people without putting the privacy and safety of Montana families at risk. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.